Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Lennox Cornwall. Lennox is a member of our Brain Trust, the author of Embracing Failure, Your Key to Success. Four books now. This is his fourth one that he's written. He's helping people just like you and me with his consulting company. He's also a franchisee. He owns a Papa Lock. Is that right? Papa Lock franchise? Did I say that right?
That is correct, Jim.
All right.
That is very correct.
So you're one of the owners of that. And living in West Virginia now, having immigrated from the U.K., a number of years ago. We're glad you're here, Lennox, and we're glad that you're sharing your stories of success and failure, with us in your work and in your book. When you say embracing failure, couldn't have created a better title for your book, because I tell business owners that they have to get comfortable and have a relationship with failure. Because failure is the harness mate of success. It's hitched right side by side with success. Failure is. One's not ahead of the other or behind the other. They're pulling together. And on any given day, any given minute, any given hour, you're going to have a little bit of both, aren't you?
Without question, there's something called the law of polarity. And what the law of polarity says is that for every inside, there's an outside. For every up, there's a down. For every back, there's a front, and so on. You know, for black, there is white. And for success, there is failure. It's like a coin. You cannot have a heads without a tails. It's as simple as that. And, you know, Jim, I've been reading your book, The Age of the Customer, recently. And
You're the one.
I'm the one, yes. You know, you've had the small business success attitude, which I think sums up, you know, embracing failure tremendously well. And the premise of that is to accept every single day the challenges that your business are going to throw out at you and resolve to deal with them. Because it's only by accepting them and dealing with them that you get on in life. You know, it's so easy to encounter problem after problem, say, you know what, I'm done with this, I've had enough. Let me get back into the shell of my comfort zone, and that is a very dangerous place to be.
Well, and that's exactly right. And you know, if you're one of these people who can't deal with failure, you can't deal with setbacks, you can't deal with getting told no, you can't deal with being wrong. How about that? You know, that's a pretty hard hit, isn't it, Lennox? When you say, "Whoa." Apparently, I was wrong about that. That's not good. That's not fun to be told that or to have to tell yourself that. If you can't deal with those kinds of things, then and you haven't become a business owner, then you probably need to clock in tomorrow.
Listen, you better clock in to, you know, you hand in your chips as far as life is concerned. You know, when you say that, you know, being wrong is something that we have to accept. I like to tell people or discuss with people, would you prefer to be right or effective? And most people actually say, I would rather be right. Mm-hmm. And I just don't understand that. You know, life is about understanding that sometimes we don't know everything. And when we don't, we have to learn or embrace the failure that's mm-hmm. about to come. It's mm-hmm. as simple as that. So being effective is definitely a bigger value, in my opinion, than always being right.
Well, talk to us about discipline. That's a big part of your book.
Absolutely. I have an entire chapter on discipline, and it's somewhat counterintuitive that discipline is the sovereign road to freedom, as I put it. And I say that for a number of reasons. Let me take a very basic one. We all love democracy. You know, it's one of the greatest things about this country is that it's a phenomenal democracy. Now, if we take democracy to its, you know, final conclusion, and that is people doing what they want to do, we get anarchy. So the indiscipline of anarchy kills, you know, kills the system entirely. We no longer have any form of democracy. So you have to have some rules. And in life and in business, it's the daily disciplines that we do, like getting up to be in front of a customer at 9 o'clock or whatever it is, that allows us the freedom to earn what we want and to live the lifestyle that we want.
One of the things that discipline requires, if it's going to work, if it's going to deliver on the pain that you're going to have with discipline, it has to be based on the truth, doesn't it?
Everything has to be based on the truth if it's going to serve you in the long run.
But what I'm saying, though, is if you're going to go through, whenever you think of discipline, you think of, okay, this is something I'm making myself do that might not be that much fun. Not that it doesn't have to not be fun, but a lot of times it isn't. But if it's not based on the truth, and you're doing it anyway, and you're doing it when it's tough to do, then you're not going to wind up with a result. You're never going to wind up with a result. It's always going to be a lie. And so whatever you're doing, my point is if you're going to be disciplined about running your business, you better know how to run the business. Otherwise, you're going to fail anyway.
100%. And I think that most of us understand that when we bring that down to the level of, you know, getting through school or getting through medical school or, you know, that delayed gratification that we have to go through to actually achieve what we want. It's the same with business. There is a delayed gratification, which is part of the discipline of succeeding. So it's no different. But you do have to absolutely be truthful with yourself and know that, guess what? If I don't understand what I'm doing in this exam or in this business, I'm going to fail.
Lennox, I need your website, please.
Yes, indeed. It's LennoxCornwall.com.
LennoxCornwall.com. The book is called Embracing Failure. Lennox, good job today. Come back soon.
Love to. Thank you so much, Jim.
Book break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.